but allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of the meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. A roll call. Councilmember Burzall?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Buehler?
Present.
Lexi?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
And Schwartz?
Here.
Okay, next up is remarks from the audience. Anyone from the public would like to speak, just stand and give your name and address. You have up to 3 minutes to give your remarks.
Hello, everyone. My name is Melissa Deanna. I live at 1540 Ocean Avenue. I have a business at 1096 Ocean Avenue, Seabright. It's a surf shop, Lucky Dog. This is Steph Steffen. She is my business partner's wife, and she's here for the moment. I'm just here to address the council because I want to explain what will help the business of Surf Camp and Surf Lessons on the Seabright beaches function successfully so that you can better accommodate the businesses who are actually going to bid on that. In order to hold lessons, we need a surfable beach. Problem is, in Seabright, there are no beaches in the downtown area that are safely surfable, which leads us to the beaches in North Seabright, which are unguarded, have no parking, and no public access. For the past few years, we have had to rent out spaces in North Seabright to park and enter the beach from. The beach walk has been great, but we feel they don't have the space available to us anymore now that they have started to expand. So we asked the new events hall that they put up. Sorry, I'm looking at my phone, just my notes. We asked the events hall that they put up. We asked the owner of that space if we can use their gravel lot to park. We needed about 6 spaces for our instructors, and they wanted $5,000 for July and August. Can't afford that. We also need help monitoring other schools and camps trying to operate in Seabright, which did not happen last year. There were other surf camps and schools operating in North Seabright, which we had bid on, and we won the bid, and we were still operating and trying to deal with them. So the issue is, we are not on the main beach like the skim camp, the yoga, or the volleyball. Which they all have parking, lifeguards, beach access, etc. We aren't given anywhere to park. We are not given lifeguards. We are not given beach access. We have to pay insurance, instructors, the town for the permit, and whoever we rent space from in the private sector, and have to deal with the competitors trying to poach our space. So a lot of this, I understand, is hard to accommodate, but it is necessary for this to function. While we're not on the skim campus on the main beach with the parking lifeguards, et cetera, I know that's where you guys got the number for the $1,000 for the bid, and then $1,500 for the following year. And that's what the skim camp might pay. It might not work the same way for the surf camp. What does that bid really provide us with, is what I'm asking. What I would like to have happen is for you guys to help facilitate the parking and beach access and monitor competition. And if you throw in a lifeguard, it'd be awesome. So can we figure that out? Or you have to lower the cost of the bid so that we can deal with the parking, the beach access, and the lack of lifeguards up in North Seabright. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe, can you put that on the agenda for the workshop?
Yep. Thanks, Mayor. Erwin Beaver, 12 Trademan's Lane. I have 2 questions and a request. The first question is whether or not the town has heard anything back from the DEP on the letter that was sent in regarding the Edgewater CAFRA permit.
I have not. Chris, have you gotten any? You sent the letter.
That was fun.
Do we know whether or not it would be typical for them to respond to us? Should we be hearing something? Because they're getting very close to the end of that permit period.
One would.
one would like them to respond, they don't hold it. And sometimes it takes them quite a while to do it.
Okay, so I can make a call.
I would appreciate that. It sounds like you're not expecting a response.
I never expect anything, indeed.
Okay, not to belabor this, is there anything the town will do if it hears nothing? Because it's obviously a serious concern here that was significant enough, and we appreciated that, for the town to submit a letter, which I thought was very well written.
Well, I think maybe I could, Mayor, I could find out what's happening and put it on the workshop for next week and, is it next week?
Yes.
Yes, next Thursday.
And next Thursday we can, I'll give you a report, an update.
On my upstream follow-up too.
Okay, that would be great, thank you very much. Second question, I see on the agenda tonight is a resolution for the Historical Society to go into the old municipal building, which I think is great. And if I'm not mistaken, at a prior planning meeting, something was stated about utilities that were going to be charged to the Historical Society. I don't know if I have my facts right, but a number of about $500 a month is what I heard. And I'm curious to understand, is that in fact true, and why would they be charged that much as a society supporting the community?
That's my knowledge.
Mark,
is that $5 a month to be installed?
That's the first I'm hearing that number.
I haven't heard that.
It was actually reported at the last planning meeting.
The only thing I can say is the area we're leasing them has a, where the clerk's office is and the finance office is self-contained. The gymnasium and the old council chambers are on another system. So it's a two-tier system. So the only people that would be using the heat and electric would be the Historical Society.
Well, if they didn't go into that building, it would still be occupied. Certainly, would still be occupied.
No. That space is only going to be occupied by the Historical Society, and it's only going to be, and the utilities in that space are only for that space.
So you would shut.
So it's a separate. So it's a separate utility.
You would shut that off.
We wouldn't shut it off. I mean, we couldn't shut it off because we'd have to keep it going for the winter.
Yeah. The point I'm making is, I don't know if I have my facts right, but if the Historical Society, which is serving the community to share our history, is going to be charged $500 a month for utilities, which, by the way, is more than all of your houses.
They're not being charged. They're being charged what the actual utility bills are. I don't know where the $500 number is coming from.
They may only be in there on weekends and turn it down. It may not be $500. I don't know the $500.
They will be responsible for whatever usage they have.
There's no $500 number in the lease, I can tell you that. I mean, the lease talks about utility. It doesn't specify.
Okay. Well, I guess the thing I would ask is that obviously I assume the town is interested in having a Historical Society, and anything we can do to make sure that they can prosper and not pay an undue share or something would be probably appropriate. That's just a comment.
Sure.
So if somebody could look into that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, so I know we had whatever, $1 lease, so that was just,
Yeah, I saw that. I think that's fantastic. The $1 lease, I think, is perfect. And I think we'll all be very proud if 2 or 3 years from now we have a nice society there for people to go in. The more I learn about this town, the more I love about this town. And I think that would be true for everybody that gets a chance to go there. The last thing is a request, and Jody and I have only been to probably 5 or 6 meetings, but one of the reasons we come to this meeting is we love to learn about what's going on in the community, right? It's our way of understanding what's happening. We pay a lot of taxes, as do other people in the town, and we want to understand what is happening in the town. And as I've sat here over the last 6 months or so, when the committee leads report out, 90% of the time it's progress. I think we deserve more than that. So I'm not saying it has to happen tonight, but the committee leads were chosen for a reason. They volunteered to do something. And we, the people, are sitting here trying to listen to what's happening and learning what's happening in the community. And I think it's only fair that we get a full report of what's happening. So, Mayor, I would ask you to try to influence that.
Sure. I mean, we have it once a month. We have an open comment period for all the committees, so all the chairs of the committee just feel free to give us a full comment.
I mean, I'm not telling you something you don't know because you're sat here in those same meetings I have. So, for the community, I think it's in our best interest if we get a chance to hear what's actually happening.
Understood. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Elizabeth DiGiulio, Assistant Story Ocean Avenue, Unit 2. A couple of things. I came here for something that's not on the agenda, so I'm here. Now that I'm here, I want to say I'm so thrilled that we're going to have a Historical Society, and they're having their own place. It's going to be wonderful. And the other thing is, I just heard Melissa, I know Melissa was coming too. She's my neighbor, and I think that we really need to support the business in town and make sure that her surf camp gets priority over people who come from out of town. And that I understand that last year, people who didn't pay were just kind of like coming along and doing their own thing and having a camp, and that's not right. We've got to, you know, make sure that she's doing the right, we know she's doing the right thing, but we've got to make sure everybody else does the right thing too. So I really want to support her. I think her business is such a great asset to this town. In the summer, what's a beach town without a surf shop? You know, and that's about all I have to say.
Just to understand, we publicly advertised for bid for the camp, and we have to, we legally can't restrict it to Seabright businesses or Seabright residents. That's not permitted under the law. So we do have to publicly bid. We're going to discuss it in a workshop based on what we heard tonight. But that's the first time that I've ever heard that there was a competitor who used the beach without having bid on it. We can certainly prevent that. But again, that's news to me. We bid for the right to use the beach. Other people will not be able to do that unless they were awarded a contract. So that's just the way that works.
Yeah, well, the whole point of doing this in the first place is to, you know, limit the number of surf camps that we have, because obviously they're pressed for space as it is. So if you do happen to see situations where there's somebody showing up with a surf camp that's not you, because you want the bid, then in that case, then, you know, chief, you have to get the chief involved or somebody to come out and go out there and tell them, look, you're not licensed to be on this beach, I think, I don't know what legal action we have there.
So. Well, we have a beach manager, and that should be reported to the beach manager to address it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's nobody down that way, like, you know, when it's happening.
Well, but it doesn't help to find out in February that we have a problem in July. What I'm saying is, if you become a successful bidder, and you have the right to operate on the beach, if someone else is doing that and doesn't have the right to operate on the beach, you got to let us know.
Yeah, no, I understand you guys can't do anything if you don't know about it. Totally understand that. I'm just letting it, you know, for the future so we can accommodate it for next year.
You mean you can't give priority to local businesses?
No, you can't give priority. State law, state public bidding, you can't do it.
Actually, it was taken away. There used to be a local preference law. They removed it.
Thanks. Anybody else?
Yeah, I actually don't live in the right. Hi, my name is Stephanie Steffen, 9 Clinton Avenue in Eatontown. So Melissa had mentioned my husband is her business partner, and obviously, I'm a public school teacher, and so is my husband, and. This surf business that started off as Pig Dog Surf Academy, when we went to the special events committee and then presented in front of you, it's a huge, huge part of my life. Public school teachers don't make lots of money, and this literally helps me support and put food on my table to feed my little guy at home. The bid, the way it's written, the two-year contract, we really appreciate the two-year length, the extended term. That's major for us. That gives us a stronghold. It allows us to build up a business. It allows us to hire more surf instructors. And one thing I just wanted to harp on about surfability, I think needs to just be hammered home, that Lucky Dog Surf School is all about safety. And so just throwing us on any old beach, right, where we couldn't surf is obviously not safe. It's not safe for the instructors, it's not safe for the kids, it's not safe for the constituents who are at any beach, a public beach, a private beach, any beach. That being said, we love skin camp too, right? We love all the camps that do have like that major access point. They can operate with 80, 90, 100 kids at any given time because they have the ability to run skin camp anywhere there is a shoreline, right? Anywhere water touches the sand, they can operate. It doesn't really matter. There's no safety issue there. For us, like, it really matters. Like, location is everything. It is the sustainability of this business. And so anything you guys can do to like make that work parking wise, I mean, we know it's an issue, right? There's no public lot in North Seabright that we can use right now. So we've been like extending ourselves and paying other private businesses so that we can make that work. And as we look down a two-year pipe, we want to make sure that like we have a place to operate. So I just wanted to hammer that home. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other remarks from the audience? Thanks, everyone. Moving on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to remove Resolution 52, 2020, so that we can discuss it further in executive session.
And I'd like to remove number 47 and number 48.
A second.
Move on that second.
Okay, so would anyone like to make the motion to vote on the balance of the consent agenda, excluding 47 and 52?
47
and 48.
48.
I'm sorry.
I'll make that motion.
47, 48, and 52.
Second. Okay, Councilmember Barzal?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillis?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve 47 and 48.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Councilmember Barzal?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillis?
No.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
So we're on to 52 in
that
discussion.
Okay.
Are we carrying that to another meeting then? Or are we going to?
I think we should.
Or whatever you guys.
You can vote after executive session.
Well, no, we're going to have a long executive session regardless. So I don't think it's fair to keep people here if we're going to come back out afterwards.
Can we discuss and come back tomorrow?
We could, but then we got to keep everyone. But then we have to come. Everyone's going to want to stay. I don't think that's fair.
Well, they can stay.
But they can stay, but if we tell them there's no further business, then they're prone not to. Which they could be sitting here for 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't think that's fair, and it's going to take that long to have that discussion. So I don't. I think we should carry it to the next meeting. Then I mean, discuss it in executive session, but I think we should vote on it at the next meeting.
Just a question, did we do both 47 and 48? Was that
correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I think we should carry 52, yes.
So, on to ordinances. Ordinance 1, 2020, calendar year 2020, ordinance to receive the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap at, and you may say 40 to 45.84. Would anyone like to make
the
motion to open a public hearing?
I'll make the motion.
Second. Barzal?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillis?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Would anyone like to make a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance
121? Well, yeah, see if anyone in the public wants to speak on it.
Anybody from the public speak? Seeing no one? Would anyone like to make a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call. Council members. Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillis?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 1-2020 and advertise according to law.
Second.
Second.
Council members. Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillis?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz? Ordinance 2-2020, an ordinance of the Borough of Seabright in the County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, authorizing the leasing of a room to the Seabright Historical Society. Would anyone like to make a motion to open that public hearing?
So moved.
Council members Burrell?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillis?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Abstain.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Anybody to comment on this?
I would like to comment.
Okay.
I want to thank you for working on this.
Chris, we need your name.
Oh, Chris Doxie, 9 Church Street, Seabright. I want to thank you all for your support. You will not be disappointed, I promise. We're going to get to work on the space as soon as it's available to us. And I promise you, a beautiful, beautiful historical society. So, and we'll need help, by the way. We will need physical help. So if anybody would like to help
paint or new stuff, just let me know. You know where I live. And I thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Anyone else? All right. I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 20-25.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillen?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Abstain.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Would anyone to make a motion to adopt ordinance 20-25?
I'll make that motion to adopt.
Second.
Councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillen?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Abstain.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, on to new business. Under vouchers, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make that motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillen?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Before I say yes, I just want to point out that we are paying $144,000 to the county for the library. And I'm not sure what we get for it, but something that we should have looked at. It was not. I don't know, yes.
There you go. All right, so we are going on to executive session. As we already noted, we won't take any action afterwards, so you are free to stick around, but we'll be any other public action. We'll come back after the executive session. So,
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second, anybody?
Second.
Councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Catalano?
I'm sorry, yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.